standing in front of the bridge, the window, going, what about that? And a lot of times, all right, people will just put your foot up the door and get accepted anyways, and then they're wide open. And occasionally, I'll hear my dad say, son, go to the door, get another cold air out. And if you're just standing, I'll stand in front of the bridge, with the door open, I'll hear that voice in my head say, the reason I share that is because the way your parents raised you impacts your whole life. Even small stuff, it affects your whole life. And so, funny little story there, but there's many ways in which the things our parents do and say and model for us impact the way that we speak and model the life of our children. So this morning, I want to talk about parenting in Proverbs. Parenting in the book of Proverbs. And one of the reasons that I want to talk about this, I was talking to our children's ministry one week ago, and we started exchanging some thoughts and ideas and scripture, and she shared with me some stats from LifeWay about Christian parenting. And some of you may be shocked, some of you may not be surprised at all, but here's some statistics. LifeWay says that only 29% of born-again Christians say their personal faith plays the most significant role in their parenting. Those Christians, and only 29%. Say it's closer to one thing. Only 29% is necessary. And that leads me to conclude that in most cases, the way in which we parent is based on our own experience and not necessarily the Word of God. Another stat is this. Only 9% of Americans include godliness or faith as a mark for success of parenting. If you're shocking, you may not be shocked at all. But the way in which we're going as Christians leads us to just say, hey, this is somebody else's responsibility. This is not mine. I do not have this kid. I do not feed this kid. And I pillow this kid. But this kid is not my responsibility for the most important thing. And that's our life of Christ now and their eternity forever. Sounds a little bit trouble, doesn't it? So I want to talk about parenting and Proverbs. So if you will, we're going to start in the first chapter of Proverbs. If you're not there yet, go there with me. Proverbs chapter 1, as we talk about parenting in Proverbs. As you get there, I will say a prayer for myself and a prayer for us as we hear from God. First of all, we praise you again for your goodness. We praise you again for your good, sovereign rule of our life. That you are aware of all of our ways of going forward. You are aware of our thoughts and beliefs and where our minds at even right now. And God, I pray right now that, Lord, you would center our focus, all of us, our whole being on your word. And you would speak from your word, that I myself, as one that is sharing your word, would get out of the way from what you want to say. God, I pray that in preparation for this message, God, the words that I put down on this paper, God, I pray that this is your heart, this is your desire this morning, and that we as a church would walk away changed. God, not just for parents, but for children, and for their children, and their children's children. God, for generations to come, Lord, you would change us, and that would start with our parenting and our home. Lord Jesus, do something this morning that I cannot do. Overcome shortcomings that I have. Overcome the shortcomings that we have. And do things that are far beyond what we can even ask for or imagine. Because you are able. You do miracles. And we believe in you, Jesus. Lord, lead us today as you speak to our hearts. We love you and pray to your name.
Thank you.